perched on the hill above the sea. I'd stare up towards the sky, up at the citrus trees, like a nectar-loving bumblebee. Well, now most of the time, that fruit lay beyond my reach, till one day, when a branch hung down too low. And as I reached up, ready to pluck, my grandma came up behind me. She said, "Don't pluck the fruit too soon, boy. You're gonna get a mouthful of sour. Don't pluck the fruit too soon, boy. Wait until the picking hour, yeah." Flash forward a few years to a boy of 17, when I landed the girl of my dreams. My Casanova ways I did employ, you know, mixed in with a little J.D., if you know what I mean. After 6 months, just some kissy kiss, yeah, I was ready for a little more action. So that night in my truck, with the window steamed up, my grandma's voice came back to haunt me. She said, "Don't pluck the fruit too soon, boy. You're gonna get a mouthful of sour. Yeah, don't pluck the fruit too soon, boy. Wait until the picking hour. Yeah, play it, Grandma." Trying to analyze when the fruit is good and ready. And I find that with a little patience and some peace of mind, keeps me on the track, straight and steady. Yeah, but a plum's still a plum, and my patience grows numb. And I hear my grandma's voice from the grave. She said, "Don't pluck the fruit. Don't pluck the fruit. Don't pluck the fruit.